This is Tuesday, the 24th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 9:2-8. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. This passage puts to rest the notion that Jesus was merely a good moral teacher. These 3 disciples saw a transfigured Jesus in conversation with the heroes of the faith. Imagine for a while that you were there. What thoughts and feelings might these disciples have as they saw this moment unfold? How would you respond? Would it be fear, wonder, delight, confusion, awe? With a fuller picture of Jesus in your mind, spend time praying words of faith to Jesus. Tell Jesus who he is in your own words. Listen again to God's word. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain, where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. Upon this mountain, these disciples were content. Peter made the offer to build 3 shelters to stay there. But Peter was interrupted by the voice of the Father. We heard these same words at Jesus' baptism, but notice to whom this affirmation was directed. The Father's voice adds to the words of affirmation. Listen to him. We might be guilty of wanting to stay on the mountain, away from the needs of the world, the brokenness, an adversary, the cross. But this is not the purpose of Jesus. As you leave this mountaintop moment, where is Jesus leading you? What are the needs and brokenness awaiting your day? Listen to him. Thank you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.